up this here history book.
Wow.
And flip my lid when I took a look.
Wow.
There on page 219 was a this here Egyptian queen.
Wow.
Although she lived in 44 BC.
Wow.
Cleopatra is the chick for me.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
Soon I'll be making the gig when I sit the doodad on my thingamajig.
Wow.
I'll pull the crank and turn the dial.
Wow.
Very soon I'll be on the Nile.
Wow.
Holding hands with my Cleo kid.
Wow.
Sitting in the shade of a pyramid.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
She got a daddy rich as old King Tut.
Wow.
I hear the mummies all wrapped up.
Wow.
Got a room with diamonds on every shelf.
Wow.
When I walk in, she'll say, help yourself.
Wow.
I'll fill my pockets, and after a while,
wow,
we'll make some time 1960 style.
I'm gonna build a time machine so I can go back and make a scene. I'm gonna make some time with my Egyptian queen in my little old time machine.
Look at that girl go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she sure is copacetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that snake away from my girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, yeah.
Too late.
Oh, no. The Discovery of America by Andy Griffith. A long time ago, over in the old country, over there in Italy, they lived this sailor, and his name was Christopher Columbus, and he was a navigator. Now, you know what a navigator is. That's the fellow that tells you where to go. He believed that the world was round, and he had this tattoo on his arm to prove it. And it was an anchor, and on the top it said, Mother. And on the bottom, it said, the world is round. And everybody thought he was a nut. They used to sit around in front of the barbershop and say, here comes old crazy Chrissy. Says, let's get him to tell us how the world's round. Say, hell, crazy Chrissy, how's the old round world treating you? And then they'd giggle, see. And he'd just show him his tattoo to shut him up. Well, it happened he was planning this trip around the world anyhow, because he never had been to camp or anything. And he went over to see the king and queen of Spain to get the money to finance the trip. And their names was Ferdinand and Isabella. Their mamas named them that because they never did like them much anyway. And Isabella, she thought Columbus was crazy too, but she always did like sailors. And so, well, when he got done telling about how the world was round, she says, Bella, Bella. That means nice, nice. And she says, Ferdinand, what you think of it? And Ferdinand, he was looking up the ceiling trying to act like he wasn't listening. She says, Ferdinand, I say, what you think of it? He kept looking up the ceiling. She says, Ferd, says, what you think of it? He says, I think there's a lot of flies in the castle today. Somebody must have left one of the windows open in the turret. And so she says, don't pay no attention to him, Columbus. Says, let's me and you go in the counting room. And they went in there, and she says, she says, I'll give you the money if you'll let me see your tattoo. And so he showed it to her, see? And she started to touch it, and he says, don't touch it where it says mother. And so she give him the money. She give him the money, and he bought the ships and sailed across the Atlantic and discovered America, Columbus did. which only goes to prove if you got a dream in your heart and a tattoo on your arm, someday they may name a city in Ohio after you. I appreciate it, and good night.
Now this is some history all about how a little group went west and what they found. And I'd like to take a minute, just settle right in. I'll tell you all about the Lewis and Clark Expedition. In 1803, President Jefferson paid 50 million francs for some new territory, but that wasn't enough. He wanted more, find a Pacific waterway and explore. Knew a couple of guys who weren't too busy, put together a team called the Corps of Discovery, set off for adventure, and Jefferson said, I've got a lot riding on this, so don't end up dead. Sailed up the Missouri, day after day, searching for that northwest pathway. Encountered all these animals that were new. Crew looked at each other and said, this is kinda cool. Reached the Mandan village after first snow, then the temperature dropped to 45 below. Is this what to expect in this new land? We might need a new plan. Met Sacagawea and her fur trading husband. Odds to make it west now better than they had been. Smooth sailing west until they hit the mountains. Came across Shoshones while out scouting. The chief was the brother of Sacagawea. Gave her a big hug and said, it's good to see ya. They were very helpful, those kind Shoshones. A route through the mountains and some ponies. Coming down the mountain, food was scarce. Met a new tribe, the Nez Perce. Offered food and trees, they cut down a few. Hollowed them out to make some canoes. Careful instructions were then delivered so the crew could set down the Columbia River. After a year and a half, they made it to the ocean. Western settlement would soon be in motion. Ready to head back, their knowledge valuable. Maps and discoveries of plants and animals.
Robert E. Lee was a wonderful man and he hated slavery. He didn't want war, but he said he would fight to keep Virginia free. After it all was over and done, he rode into the dawn. Where in the world is another man like him now that Lee is gone? We will see him up in heaven with 100,000 men. He'll be riding on Old Traveler when we see Lee again. Abraham said, come and take the command of the men that I will arm. But Robert E. Lee said he couldn't do that, it brought Virginia harm. From the time he went home and the cannons began till his strength was at an ebb, he gallantly fought, though he knew it would end with tears for Johnny Reb. We will see him up in heaven with 100,000 men. He'll be riding on Old Traveler when we see Lee again. All on his horse in the thick of the fight, through the smoke and shell and grime. Men who were shot would say, turn me so I can see him one more time. Day after day it went steadily on as the houses burned at night. Till finally Lee, with an ache in his heart, said, I must end this fight. We will see him up in heaven with 100,000 men. He'll be riding on old Traveler when we see Lee again. Then when the smoke had gone drifting away with the food so bare and scant, Robert E. Lee in his very best gray set out to call on Grant. They met on the porch of a little white house with the fighting at a halt. Lee looked at his men and with tears in his eyes, he said, it's all my fault. We will see him up in heaven with 100,000 men. He'll be riding on old Traveler when we see Lee again. We will see him up in heaven with 100,000 men. He'll be riding on old Traveler when we see Lee again.
Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe!
You all know in history the men of the 7th Cavalry all fought and died. They say that all were lost that day, but when the smoke had gone away, a voice rang clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hat. Hey, Mr. Sitting Bull. It's hanging over there. Why don't you give me a break? Don't burn me at the stake. Let's have a little talk. Hey, what you gonna do with that tomahawk? Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hair. Hey, Mr. Sitting Bull, I want to thank you for saving my life. Oh, that was just a mistake. Well, why don't you fellas finish your dancing and I'll go for a little ride. I ain't going no place. Well, and how do I join your tribe? You guys can call me Yellow Streak.
Many moons have come and gone, and now our hero has become one of the tribe. Little did he know that day the cavalry was on its way to set him free.
Hey guys, it's me! Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hat. Listen, Mr. Sitting Bull, it's all I have to wear. The soldiers are fixed in the fight, and it's gonna be tonight. As much as I like you, I don't wanna be mistaken for a suit. Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hat.
That's no coyote. I'd know that voice anywhere. Hey, Charlie, it's me. What'd I say? They must think I'm an Indian. Hey, Kemosabe. I mean, Fran. Hey, out there with the Fran. I wonder if they're soldiers or tourists. Moccasins. Pottery. Real beetle wigs.
Yeah. you send me out there. I know my girlfriend, she's away over there. Please, Mr. Custer, I'm gonna let him take my hat.
Depending on you to wipe out the Sioux, we know you'll come through.
General Custer,
that whole savage race will retreat in disgrace. You'll put them in their place.
General Custer,
ride out to the little bighorn, surround that Indian band, and history will recall this day as Sitting Bull's last stand.
Soon you'll taste victory's fruits.
Sound the drums and the flutes.
Wish we were in your boots, General Custer. General Custer.
As Sitting Bull's last stand.
Soon you'll taste victory's fruits.
Sound the drums and the flutes.
Wish we were in your boots, General Custer.
Well, in 1814 we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met the bloody British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I seen Mars Jackson a-walking down the street and a-talking to a pirate by the name of Gene Lafitte. He gave Gene a drink that he brought from Tennessee, and the pirate said he'd help us drive the British in the sea. The French told Andrew, you'd better run, for Pakenham's a-coming with a bullet in his gun. Old Hickory said he didn't give a damn, he's a-gonna whip the britches off of Colonel Pakenham. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring, while we stood beside our cotton bales, didn't say a thing. Old Hickory said we'd take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well, then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them hell. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed the alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with many balls and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. They lost their pants and their pretty shiny coats, and their tails were all a-showing like a bunch of billy goats. They run down the river with their tongues hanging out, and they said they got a licking, which there wasn't any doubt. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we marched back to town in our dirty ragged pants, and we danced all night with them pretty girls from France. We couldn't understand them, but they had the sweetest charms, and we understood them better when we got them in our arms. The guide who brung the British from the sea came a-limping into camp just as sick as he could be. He said the dying words of the Colonel Packenham was, "You better quit your fooling with your cousin Uncle Sam." We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we'll march back home, but we'll never be content till we make old Hickory the people's president. And every time we think about the bacon and the beans, we'll think about the fun we had way down in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
California home, we reached Wyoming. Gotta make a big decision on, should we take the Hastings path on through the mountains to save a lot of time. The snow came down and trapped us in, ammo gone. To survive, we must stay strong. I knew the donors, I ate them. Turned cannibals to live on. See, I knew the donors, I ate them. Their fingers taste like salami. I knew them were Grady 9 pioneers. Only have survived. Ooh. Well, I knew the donors, I ate some, but most died.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Enough of this deception and trickery. I admit it. I was taken in too by clever fakes like this. Gas music from Jupiter indeed.
Devil in camp.
Ginger bread and buttons of bread.
shoes. Somebody's always cooking something in the lean-to. If you have to go, take a gun and a lamp, cause everybody knows there's a devil in camp. Somebody's always cooking something in the lean-to.
You've all heard it said that history repeats itself. Did you know that great men repeat themselves also? I repeat myself a lot, repeat myself a lot, repeat myself a lot. Do you think it's a coincidence that the name Lyndon contains six letters? That the name Batman contains six letters also. At Batman's side stands the boy wonder, Robin. At Lyndon's side stands the wonder boy, Hubie. And the names Robin and Hubie each contain five letters. The names Gotham City and Washington each contain 10 letters. The names Mr. Robert S. McNamara and Commissioner Gordon both contain 18 letters, and that's a bunch of them. The names Riddler and De Gaulle each contain 7 letters. That is, if you spell De Gaulle with one L. On the other hand, they contain 8 letters if you spell De Gaulle with 2 L's and Riddler with 3 D's. Now, Batman's Batmobile is in reality an experimental model Lincoln Continental. And Lyndon's Lincoln Continental is in reality an experimental model Batmobile. You didn't know that. Behind the Cape Crusader stands a young bird named Robin. Behind the tall Texan stands a lady crusader named Bird. There are 52 weeks in a year. You knew that. 7 days in a week. Add 2 for the number of beagle hounds in the family, and you get 9. The square root of 9 is 3. Divide this by a wife and 2 daughters, and you get 1. And there is only 1 Batman. On the other hand, you take 1 and divide by 5, and you get a 5th. You get a 5th, and I'll get a 5th, and we'll get on with it. Besides that, the names Superman and Fred Flintstone both contain 7, 8, and no, that's not going to work out. But the name Huckleberry Hound contains 16 letters all by itself. And that's pretty unusual for a dog, don't you think? If you need more proof that great men do repeat themselves, in October 1965, Batman said, and I quote, to the Batmobile, Robin. And in July, he said, and I quote again, to the Batmobile, Robin. Of course, that was on a rerun. And as for the proof that great men do indeed repeat themselves,
We didn't know, said the Burgomeister, about the camp on the edge of town. It was Hitler and his crew that tore the German nation down. We saw the cattle cars, it's true, maybe they carried a Jew or two. They woke us up as they rattled through, but what did you expect me to do? We didn't know it all, we didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame, what could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh no, not us, we didn't know. We didn't know, said the congregation, singing a hymn in their church of white. The press was full of lies about us, preacher told us we were right. The outside agitators came, they burned some churches and put the blame on decent southern people's name, to set our colored people aflame. And maybe some of our boys got hot, and a couple of niggers in reds got shot. They should have stayed where they belong, the preacher would have told us if we'd done wrong. We didn't know it all, we didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame, what could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh no, not us, we didn't know. We didn't know, said the puzzled voter, watching the president on TV. I guess we got to drop those bombs if we're gonna keep South Asia free. The president's such a peaceful man, I guess he's got some kind of plan. They say we're torturing prisoners of war, but I don't believe that stuff no more. Torturing prisoners is a communist game, and you can bet they're doing the same. I wish this war was over and through, but what do you expect me to do? We didn't know it all, we didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame, what could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh no, not us, we didn't know.
Golden Sachs broke back, passion goes. down, then went back again. King of pop, world crowns, housing bubble breakdown. Civil unions legalized, they flotillas taking in citizens united. When Osama and Obama, they are fighting in Tahrir Square. Haiti quake, Gulf spill, Tea Party standing still. Camping Manning, WikiLeaks, Occupy Wall Street, Linda K, pepper spray. What else do I have to say? Ceiling hit, royal wedding deficit, Kim Jong, jobs gone, rise of the smartphone, ancient Mayan prophecy, radiation in the sea, speculation, gas price, outsourced workers' rights, silver paper censorship, Chetino, Greek debt, stand your ground, Trayvon, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, banning speech in public halls and corporate money funding law, Apple and the patent wars, I can't take it anymore.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Bit Slap, where we always say those who are forgetting about history are doomed to repeat it. So here's what you do. Save the show, and you can repeat it whenever you like, as often as necessary. It's what I do. We started with Dante and the Evergreens. I don't think that was Ron Dante. It was too early for that. That was The Time Machine, The Discovery of America, of course, Andy Griffith. Lewis and Clark song and the Boston Tea Party song, both by somebody named Jam Campus, one of those YouTube thingamajigs that I'm so fond of, and that you've probably never heard. That's why I'm here. Let's see. Robin E. Lee was a guy named Michael Brown. Larry Verne, the follow-up to Dear Mr. Custer, or Hey Mr. Custer, or just Mr. Custer. That was Mr. Sitting Bull, of course. And then Mr. Custer himself from, that was a surprise, Bo Diddley. And then we had one from the characters from their flops sessions. That was We're Depending on You, General Custer. Yep, every year he goes out there and still loses it all. Anyway, Battle of the New Orleans, based on on something I didn't know, based on a tune called The 8th of January, which I found interesting because it's my birthday, if, for no other reason besides that. But Battle of New Orleans there, rendered by Mr. Jimmy Driftwood, who had a birthday last week. Of course, he's down here to enjoy it, but we don't forget. Then we heard something from the Donner, about the Donner Party. That was not Pearl Jam, okay? No, not Pearl Jam. And then Devil in Camp, something called American Murder Song. Apparently, it's a bunch of songs about the Donner Party. I didn't catch it in the rest of them, but this one really spooked me out, so hope you liked it. Ben Colder, great men, repeat themselves. Tom Paxton, we didn't know. We never know. And let's see, what was that after that? Prettiest Music, I think, is the best I could narrow it down to. We Didn't Start the Fire, updated from 1990 to 2012. All right, so that brings us up to where I remember. Those who do not remember history will fail the exam. All right, so pay very close attention. We just gave you kind of an overview of history, loosely in order. Coming up, a couple of events that you would be wise not to forget. Okay, so I'll be back shortly. We'll talk about them.
There you go again, tax and spend,
October sky, shining city on a hill, morning in America, evil empire SDI, 4th of July, James Watt, Wayne Newton, Beach Boys, Edwin Meese, Al Hick, Apple Weinberger, Bennett Desire, Elizabeth Dole, deregulation, supply side, free market, trickle down, corporate takeovers, junk bonds, capital gains cuts, tax reform, T-Bone Higgins, Boesky Trump, Michael Milken, Mike Deaver, Dave Stockman, Bob Wallach, Drexel, Burnham, Lambert. You ain't seen nothing yet. Ann Burford, Linda, the singer. HUD, WedTech, revolving doors, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed. Ollie North,
I cannot recall.
John Poindexter,
I cannot recall.
Secord, Casey, Khashoggi, Bush,
I cannot recall.
Guns for hostages, Contras, Founding Fathers, Sandinistas, Grenada, Panama, Beirut, El Salvador, Nancy Reagan, just say no. Red dresses, anorexia, astrology, where did they go?
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the lives we choose. We'd fight and never lose. Those were the days, oh yes, those were the days. Memories may be beautiful and yet things too painful to remember. We simply choose to forget.
George Bush, the education and environmental president. Lee Atwater, Roger Ailes, James Baker III. Pledge of Allegiance, flag burning right to life. Willie Horton, Boston Harbor, 1,000 points of light. Read my lips, no new taxes. Kinder and gentler, freer trade, Daniel Quayle. Sununu, Baker, Buchanan, Manuel Noriega. Kuwait, Saddam Hussein, BNL, BCCI, SNL bailouts, golden parachutes, triple dip recession, fast track jobs, trade agreements, $4 trillion in debt, Clarence Thomas, Anthony Scalia, Sandra Day O'Connor, Emily Dallas, who do you trust or change?
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now, it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach, bringing you the first get-together convention of Republicans and Democrats alike. We have Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew standing by on the right side of Convention Hall. Come in, David Stinkley.
Thank you, Walter. Mr. Kissinger, amid this historic moment, with all the pomp and grandeur of the political system of America all around you, tell us, sir, what are your innermost thoughts at this very moment?
Not a moment, not a moment, not a moment.
woman. I'm a woman.
Now, Vice President Agnew, what are your thoughts, sir?
Right on. Right on.
Mr. Agnew, when you heard the rumors that President Nixon might not select you as his running mate again, what did you say to him?
Never should have promised him. Give it here. Don't hold back now. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Just give it here. Come on.
Mr. Agnew, if you were in Senator McGovern's place, who would you have chosen as a running mate?
Bertha
who?
Bertha Butt.
Who's she, sir?
One of the Butt sisters.
Do you agree, Mr. Kissinger?
I'm not a woman.
Thank you, Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew. Back to you, Walter.
Thank you, David. Now, Sidney Bruntley is over on the left side. He has Sergeant Shriver with him.
Sergeant Shriver, what did you say to Senator McGovern when he finally asked you to be his running mate?
You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
How did you finalize your agreement with Senator McGovern?
See you with a kiss.
Oh, shades of excitement. One final question, sir. What kind of offer did Senator McGovern make you?
He made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Sidney, forgive me, but our roving reporter, Larry Reasoning, has Martha Mitchell on the microphone. Take it away, Larry Reasoning.
Mrs. Mitchell, would you like to talk to our listeners?
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Now that your husband has resigned from politics, how do you feel, ma'am? Mrs. Mitchell, your complaint was that your husband didn't have any time to spend with you. Now that you are alone, ma'am, what do you talk about? Well, I can understand that, Mrs. Mitchell. Now, back to you, Walter.
Sidney Bruntley is on the left side of the floor with Mr. and Mrs. Eagleton and Senator McGovern. Take it away, Sidney.
Thank you, Walter. Senator McGovern, how did you feel when you and Senator Eagleton first separated, sir?
Alone again, naturally.
Oh, yes. What did you do then?
Cause that won't work.
And what did your physician advise?
Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Everyone was turning you down, sir. If Sergeant Shriver had also refused, who would you have turned to then?
A horse with no name.
Oh, I love horses. Now, Senator Eagleton, how does one feel in the morning when his world has been shattered, sir?
Well, you wake up in the morning and your hands are shaking and your nerves are all uptight.
Well then, Senator, why didn't you resign immediately?
Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yes, and what are your feelings now towards the people who opposed you?
They're smiling in your face. All the time they want to take your place with backstabbing.
One final question to you, Senator Eagleton. What did you say to the newspaper columnist when you met him face to face?
Liar!
Senator McGovern, what are your feelings on that, sir?
I've been a loser and will win.
Mrs. Eagleton, would you like to answer him?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think will vote for Senator McGovern now that your husband is out? Ma'am, do you think you could have done more for your husband during those trying times?
Oh, it's not my fault. I do.
Thank you very much. Now back to you, Walter.
There's a commotion on the left side of the floor. We've got Senator Kennedy standing with Jane Ronda. Take it away, David Stinkley.
Senator Kennedy, people are talking about your political future because of your good looks, your smile, and the sound of your voice. Why?
And the magnificent.
If you decide to run for president in 76, who will be your campaign manager?
The Candyman.
Miss Ronda, just one question, please. What do you think of President Nixon? Thank you, Miss Ronda. Mr. Kissinger, what are you doing all the way over here on this side of the hall?
I'm not a woman.
Now that's it from here, Walter.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sidney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local stations.
Seven hate-filled sons of Hades came to old Chicago town and threatened they would do their best to tear old glory down. Because of them, the streets ran red and freedom hid her face. To think that native sons of hers would cause her such disgrace. Well, though it would have been her right to strike the seven down, Dame Liberty.
T said, harmed him not, the answers must be found. Just why the hearts of seven sons so blindly filled with hate would bring destruction to the land their brothers fought to save. Take the seven sons of Hades, mark them so the country knows. They made a deal with Satan, put a price tag on their soul. They say our country's changing, it ain't what it used to be. But yet I feel this country is still good enough for me. And though the angry seven may have lots of things to say, there's a lot of guys in uniform who think the other way. Take the seven sons of Hades, mark them so the country knows. They made a deal with Satan, put a price tag on their soul. So let the seven sow their seeds of poison where they will. There's Americans by the millions who love old glory still. Let's stand up for America, make it damn well clear. We love that old gal Liberty and hold our country dear. Take the seven sons of Hades, mark them so the country knows. They made a deal with Satan, put a price tag on their soul. Take the seven sons of Hades, mark them so the country knows. They made a deal with Satan, put a price tag.
Men may come and men may go, the poet sang in the long ago. But now I want to tell you, friends, about a story that will live in my memory. Of how men, women and children with all their might fought for the things that they knew were right. And now all nations are grateful that they had for those defenders of Stalingrad. I mean the enemy came like a pack of hounds, advancing by leaps and bounds. While like a howling hurricane, their Stuka diving planes rained destruction to shake the ground. But that great city of steel refused to yield, a million fascist Huns beat the ground. And now all nations are grateful that they had those brave defenders of Stalingrad. So the German Führer said, may Hermann strike me dead if I don't take Stalingrad this time. And as a last resort, according to reports, he advanced to the firing line. But though a million Nazis hailed this stupid problem child, the Russians soon had him running wild. And our nations are grateful that they had those brave defenders of Stalingrad. Just read the pages of history and you will prove most conclusively that Hitler was not the first, but I bet he'll be the last to take the Russian bear for a pass. Napoleon met his Waterloo, Hitler will end up in a Russian zoo. And generations will be grateful that they had those brave defenders of Stalingrad. And now wherever men may be who love democracy, their hearts will always turn gratefully to that great city of steel that refused to yield in that great land across the sea, where men and women and children with all their might fought for honor, justice and right. And generations will be grateful that they had those brave defenders of Stalingrad.
Now Now look here, Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sort. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Cause the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They're saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear, cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. You do the things you do, you getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks and a mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite. Cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
Mr. Chairman, please. For a point of furlough, please. For a point of order, please. Can I finish, please?
I got those Senator McCarthy, Chairman Munt, McClellan, Potter, Senator Dirksen, Blue. Because my gal won't leave her TV set, I think that she's about to blow her fuse. I got those open session, close the session, end the session, no confession, Blue. I got those Secretary Stevens, don't remember, just can't place the Blue. I got those Mitsumaya, Mamma Mia.
Mr. Secretary, please.
Sorry, Senator, I was in Korea. Blue. I got those, hey, reporter, no recorder, close the border.
Point of order.
Blue. Now, she got the dishes in the sink, and her floor ain't mopped, too. She got the washing in the wash tub. She don't care what Dazzle do. Cause when she sees that Welch kid with those legal torts, she just yells, beat me, daddy, till I'm a habeas corpse.
Can I finish, please?
Can you finish? Look, I've got those Senator McCarthy. I've got those blues till I can burst. Now, I don't know what it's all about, or where or when or who's on first.
Can I finish, please? I'd like to say something, please.
I got to stop the babble. Let's play Scrabble. Mommy, mommy, where's the commie blue?
Mr. Sherman, please.
I got those Senator McCarthy. Listen, gals, your husband's getting jealous, blue. Now you better do a little housework, or there's a certain man you're gonna lose. So better turn off those hearings before your man gets touchy, and be content to spend the day with Groucho Marx and Liberace. Oh, here's the moral of the story, and this you ought to know. A good man of your own is better than a daytime TV show. Now if you got your man, McCarthy sure won't mind.
Can I finish?
I'm finishing. It's a finish of the program called What's My Shine.
This record is adjourned until 10:30 tomorrow.
Is that all, Senator?
Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
Oh,
can
not, finish, not again. Oh.
I'd like to finish, please. Can I finish, please?
We're finished.
Well, in 2005, Katrina let her rip. Took dead aim at the coast of Mississippi. Blew Pascagoula and some other towns to smithereens. And she set her sights on the town of New Orleans. And the levees caved in and the water started rising. And the people started climbing up on the roof. The porter showed up and started televising. Started pointing fingers and messing with the truth. And they blamed George Bush and they blamed the head of FEMA. Global warming played a part in it too, don't you know? Louis Farrakhan said Bush blew up the levees. Well, I guess he saw it all from his UFO. They had a whole bunch of school buses ready to go, but they never crank them up cause the mayor said no. Said they weren't good enough for folks to ride on. Then he told them all to walk to the Superdome. Law and order left town and the gangs took over and committed every kind of unthinkable sin. They shot up the town and trashed the Superdome and they showed it on Fox and CNN. And they stole TVs and they stole fine jewelry. Everybody got a new pair of Nike tennis shoes. Stole guns, DVDs and shopping carts full of beer. They even stole stuff that they couldn't even use. Then the mayor started cussing, started complaining, defending his actions on the radio. Said the federal government was at fault and he was blaming everybody but himself and Governor Blanco. And he blamed George Bush and he blamed the head of FEMA. Then a bunch of other politicians all jumped in. The Reverend Jesse Jackson just couldn't stay away. He had to show up and pontificate again. And they stole TVs and they stole fine jewelry. Everybody got a new pair of Nike tennis shoes. Stole guns, DVDs, fur coats, cold beer. They even stole stuff that they couldn't even use. And they blamed George Bush and they blamed the head of FEMA. Global warming played a part in it too, don't you know? Farrakhan said Bush blew up the levees. Well, I guess he saw it all from his UFO. Yeah, they blamed George Bush and they blamed the head of FEMA. Then a bunch of other politicians all jumped in. The Reverend Jesse Jackson just couldn't stay away. He had to show up and pontificate again. Woo!
Freedom train. Leaving on track 1961 and 1962. Ride, freedom riders, if you want to be free, ride on. Died for real, that was no show. Ride on.
It takes time, but time's too slow. Now this old jazz has got to go. Ride on.
Freedom if a man
ain't fooling at all.
Second, please.
Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Don't show me in the outer space.
Oh, please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Don't show me in the outer space.
I sweat when they stuff me in the pressure suits. Rubble, helmet, dashboard, and boots. Nowhere to fit.
Outer.
In gravity
space.
I need to breathe.
Outer.
Don't need to be a hero.
Space.
Reading me loud and clear, oh please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't wanna go.
Please don't show me out of space.
Oh please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't wanna go.
Please don't show me out of space.
I'm 6'2", and so perhaps you'll tell me how I fit into a 5-foot capsule. I won't be known as part of the century if I'm broken upon re-entry.
Outer.
With a healthy libido,
space.
You'll lose her vote.
Outer.
If you make her a widow,
space.
Who will play catch out in the back with our kid? Don't please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Don't show me into outer space.
Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh no.
Oh please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Don't show me into outer space.
You're slick, you investors in hate, you Saddams and you Bushes, you Bin Ladens and snakes, you billionaire bullies, you a globalized curse, you put war on the masses and then you clean out the purse, and that's how it's done, war after war, you old feudal parasites, you just sacrifice the poor. You got the cutting-edge weapons, but your scam's still the same as it's been since the Romans. Yo, it's the Patriot game. Yo, that's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. You twisters of language. You creeps of disguise. Yeah, disinformation. It's like worms in your eyes. You privileged bankers. You gambler thieves. You profit on war. You think it's just less money in peace. So that's how it's done. Time after time. Country after country. And crime after crime. You pretend it's religion. Like there's no one to blame. For the dead and impoverished. In your little patriot game. Honey, that's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. You got the world's greatest power. And you team up with thugs. Make a fortune on weapons. Destruction and drugs. But your flags and boots and uniforms, they start to all smell the same. When all sides are killing in the Patriot game. And that's how it's done. And you've got our sons in the crosshairs of horror at the end of your guns. And your national anthems they start to all smell like shame when all sides are dying in the Patriot game. It's just a war racket. 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 And war is never, ever holy. It's just a greedy man's dream. And you two-faced crusaders, both sides are obscene. War is not made by God. War is just made by men who misdirect our attention while you thieves do your thing. And that's how it's done. About every 30 years, the rich fill their coffers, the poor fill with tears, the young fill the coffins, the old hang a wreath, the politicians get photographed with their names underneath. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. That's the war racket. It's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket.
Lesbians and gays have been on Earth since time began, in history, in art, and all across our land. Though there's been hate in many a state, we still have left a mark. And unbelievably, what? In 1953, no. Our president declared,
no gays will work for me.
So we moved into the shadows,
and love in the dark.
Then in New York, in 69, being gay was okay, but touching was a crime, and the cops tried to stop what gays would play at night, like the legendary Stonewall. See, when a bust was planned, the owner got a call, he'd have made the raid with a quick flip of a warning light. There's no dancing when the light's on, romancing when the light's on, boys just as boys, girls as girls when the light's on, or they'll read you your rights when the lights, when the lights, when the light's on. Later that same year, by night in June, another raid was planned on the salacious saloon, but the light would never flash. This time no one was tipped off. Queens mopped the scene, but the mood wasn't gay, for Judy Garland's funeral had been held that very day. And these grieving gals were pretty.
Piss off!
So when the rate was paid, did a drag king throw his boo, or did a moody Judy do her duty? Well, no matter which was true, it became the hairpin drop heard around the world. Yes, they'd had enough at Stonewall. The crowd took to the street, more and more joined the brawl. They unite in these fights for 3 nights. The butchers then be curled. We want to dance with the lights on, romance with the lights on. Boys can be with boys and girls with girls when the light's on. We demand equal rights. Now the fight's, now the fight's, now the fight's on. Now maybe you don't dig a wing or jive in a dive at night. But it was they who paved the way for all who say they're lesbian or gay. Now we're out in the open.
That's right.
And out in the light.
Every day is gay Friday.
Now we're dancing with the lights on, romancing with the lights on. Boys can be with boys and girls with girls when the light's on. Now we must keep the fight.
Keep the fight, keep the fight, keep the fight on.
Cause we the people means us.
Everybody's talking about world peace. Pass the remotes. What's to eat? Where are the solutions? Will our problems ever cease? It makes me think of the women of ancient Greece. They said we won't give them sex. I'm sure that we could hold out.
just like a camel sitting pretty in a drought, until they wake up and see we're talking seriously. We won't give them any sex. Hang on, control could start at home when the pistol in his pocket is left all alone. Until there's daycare, we could get behind. You can spank the monkey until you go blind. Oh no, we won't give him sex, not a kiss or a hug. You don't reward the puppy when he's peed on your rug, until they wake up and see we're talking quite seriously. We won't give him any sex. Potato, the twist and the jerk. Until you stop bombing other people's lands, you can sleep alone and play with your hands. Oh no, we won't give them sex, no matter how they beg. And even if they get on their knees,
even if they get on their knees,
you know not making whoopee is bad for your health. And you'll be hiding the salami all by yourself. And I won't give it up. No sex, no whoopee, no love, no love. Chubby till your face turns blue. Until we see some real changes made, you can do the hand jive, cause you won't get laid. Oh no, we won't give them sex, no matter how they play. Until they see our point of view,
till they see our point of view.
I know no sex is hard to take, so is earning 60 cents to every dollar you make. We won't give it up. No sex, no whoopee, no love, no love. There won't be no whoopee for you. Ooh-hoo. There won't be no whoopee for you. Ooh-hoo. There won't be no whoopee for you.
Okay, where were we? We were assembling a playlist, and you can cooperate with me by listening to it. How about that? We started with the Pheromones. Don't have any interest in them. They just did not survive the 80s, I guess. That was looking back a 12-year retrospective of the Bush-Reagan years. The delegates after that, the convention of 1972, you all remember that one. Right, the Chicago 7 was Warren Farron, a bunch of right-wing bullshit, if ever there was any. The Defenders of Stalingrad was Sir Lancelot and the Trinidad Serenaders. I kid you not. Defenders of Stalingrad, yes. No, No, Joe, of course, Hank Williams, one of his less popular things. He had a lot of funny songs. Senator McCarthy Blues was Hal Block, featuring Tony Borello. I received that record from Tony Borello's widow. New Battle of New Orleans was Ray Stevens. A little bit more right-wing bullshit, this time from Ray Stevens. I thought he was a little more... don't worry about it. The Freedom Riders was Harold Jackson and the Jackson Brothers. And then Please, Mr. Kennedy came from the movie Inside Llewyn Davis. Is that what it's called? Anyway, that was Justin Timberlake, Oscar Isaac, and Adam Driver, apparently taken right from the movie. I don't know. And then my favorite song of the day, 2017, Buffy St. Marie. That was The War Racket. Please remember that part about it. And then Stonewall from Varla Jean Merman, whose actual name used to be Jeffrey Robertson, and he made that thing up for Logo. Logo did a whole thing. Logo, the TV network, did a whole thing for Stonemail. All right. And then We Won't Give Him Sex, Bianca Flystrip Miller. This is an active option for a lot of people to take care of bullshit in the world. Ask your doctor if Lysistrata is right for you. So that brings us to the end of the line here. I got a few more for you, as always, because I don't want to leave you hungry. And I'll be back next week. Jeez, it's July now. Wow. Okay. I can deal with it. So can you. All right? Jump in the pool and come on back and we'll talk about it. Remember, you can save this episode and you can repeat history.
Brought in a clown for the party to keep all the children in line. Then we snuck away to the country club. Garçon, bring us more cheese and wine. But when we got back, it was chaos. All semblance of order was gone. The children were shouting and shoving each other. The clown was cavorting, exhorting them on. Stop it, we cried. That's enough, kids. That's it. But nobody listened, not one little bit, 'cause the clown has taken over the party. Nothing we can do about it, except wring our hands and stew about it. The clown has taken over the party. How could this happen? How? And how can we stop him now? We brought in a couple of clowns who were racist, 'cause that never fails to amuse. We brought in a clown who wore lipstick and big floppy anti-government shoes. A warmonger clown and a homophobe clown and a whimsical populist plutocrat who would not, no, could not release all his taxes. The kids had a laugh and a half about that. We stuffed them all into one big orange clown suit to keep the kids laughing while we hid the loot. But the clown's taking over the party. How could this happen? How? Something went wrong, and we've got to admit, when we said we built it, we didn't mean it. But the clown has taken over the party. Nothing to be said about it, except perhaps forget about it. The clown has totally taken over the party. How could this happen? How? The clown car is coming, and as it gets nearer, the horror is morer, the terror is sheerer. It's clearer and clearer, the clown car's new steerer is us in a funhouse mirror. And all we can say is, oh damn, or oh dear, or oh wow. 'Cause nothing's gonna stop him now.
Look here. Let me tell you something. Life's getting kind of rough. Things getting kind of tough. And things just ain't going like we wanna. Well, we'll just blame it on Obama. We got to find a way to find a brighter day. When it had Carter and he didn't do what he ought to, they didn't do what they say. But now that it's stopped, we'll just blame it on Obama. Now the chickens stopped laying eggs. That's a shame. And a dollar ain't worth a dime. Who's to blame? And your wife is on the run, and she won't give you none. We'll just blame it on Obama. Now I got a wife, and I vowed to stay with her for the rest of my life. but now she's looking kind of funny, and I wonder why. So I look at the sky every day, and I hope, and I pray that we won't have to lay it all on Obama. Obama, Obama, what a load. I would want to be you, God knows. But if I had my wish today, I'd get on my knees and pray that I won't have to blame it on Obama. One more thing, the people in Arizona is crying cause they ain't getting what they want of. And New York is going broke. I hope that don't happen. But I'm down on my knees and I pray that there'll be a brighter day. But until then, I'll just blame it on Obama.
Remember, folks, put your fighting dollars beside your fighting men and save for victory.
Buy more stamps and bombs, they are really swell. Cause they buy the bombs to blow the Axis too well. You know what we meant to say. So buy bombs today and we'll keep our country free.